And now this is a dictation for Barbara Molson, M-O-L-S-O-N, May 5, 63. Address as a letter to Dr. Bashista, 817-4301. Dear Dr. Bashista, follow-up for Barbara, failing renal transplant, facing dialysis in the near future. Last visit 6 weeks ago. Uses a walker, no recent falls. Recent diagnosis of gout and apparently cellulitis. To start antibiotics, she doesn't know which one. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Mobility further restricted because of this problem. Has chronic insomnia. 2 meals a day, way down from 125 to 118. Denies vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. No kidney transplant tenderness. Good urine output. No infection, cloudiness of blood. No chest pain palpitation, no orthopnea PND, no oxygen, no major cough sputum production, stable alopecia, medication list review. She's very compliant with transplant medicines. Transplant center has decreased. The TACRO was running high at 10. New level needs to be checked. Otherwise, remains a low dose of prednisone and CellCept. On bicarbonate replacement, exposed to amiodarone, beta blockers, Eliquis, takes potassium magnesium replacement or metformin, next paragraph, pressing blood pressure 110-52, significant weight loss, pallor of the skin, very pleasant, alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia, no kidney transplant tenderness, no ascites, no major edema. Next paragraph, progressive renal failure, creatinine in the 3s, 3.11. GFR 16, stage 4 to 5, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, low magnesium 1.5, normal white blood cell platelets, severe anemia 8.1 with large red blood cells 112. This is Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. Bone marrow biopsy did not explain abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Renal transplant, cadaveric type 2001, failing, preparing for dialysis, early symptoms of uremia in terms of decreased appetite. We've been pursuing an AV fistula already close to 6 months. One reason or the other, she has not been able to do it. She did a mapping. They are requesting a redo of this. She needs to discuss with the surgeon for the absence of fistula or graft. Continue saying transplant medications, recent decreased dose of TACRO because of high levels. Has history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, appears to be in sinus rhythm. Remains on antiarrhythmics, amiodarone, beta blockers, and anticoagulation. Anemia, macrocytosis on treatment, EPO, iron as needed. Continue bicarbonate for metabolic acidosis. It has been no need for phosphorus binders. Policy discussed at length with the patient. We need to be prepared for dialysis. The fistula takes a number of months to mature. She does have also small veins. She might not be able to have a fistula. They might need to do a graft. She can always choose to do PD. Plan to see her back on the next few months, end of dictation.